By the way, quick thing to clean up here. Creighton basketball at Texas on Thursday. I incorrectly fake news media mentioned that it was Wednesday. Apologies. Mm. All right, how are we feeling about Marcus Satterfield? Because you got to get all your takes out before you even know what's going to happen.
Yeah, before the staff is announced, you got to get out there on an opinion.
Here's what I'm going to do. In the day of me being overwhelmingly positive about Nebraska's situation and them beating Iowa on Friday, and this is what we're going to do. Here's what I'll say. Yes, they won these last two games. And those two games, South Carolina, who beat Clemson and Tennessee, those games, that was a big Marcus Satterfield thing. The previous 10 games before that and, you know, the year before that as well, whatever was bad from that, that was Spencer Rattler's fault. Last year, all the things that went bad at South Carolina for their offense, were hanging that on Spencer Rattler. You okay with that?
So the bad stuff was spent. What was the good stuff?
The good stuff is for Satterfield.
Okay.
The bad stuff was Spencer Rattler.
Had a great 2 weeks.
That's what I'm going for. Matt emailed in. He said on the Equitable Bank inbox, Rattler to NU? ? We'll see. We'll see what Marcus Satterfield has to say when he talks to the media for the first time in probably a couple weeks here or so. But I can't imagine that Spencer Rattler was a very good fit.
It was weird when it was announced.
Yeah. I mean, the thing about Rattler, I want to get to Bob in a second, but the thing about Rattler is he is so, so talented that sometimes his immense talent makes him believe he can do things that coaches don't want you to do because they're bad decisions for a lot of people, but they're sometimes not bad decisions for guys like Spencer Rattler because he's so good and he can make his arm talent is so good and he can make throws that other people just can't make. And it's because of this fact, then you get a little overconfident. You start, you start playing outside of the system a little bit. And the fact is, you need guys like that who can make plays like that to beat upper-end teams like Tennessee and Clemson. You need efforts like that when he threw, five touchdowns against Tennessee or six touchdowns against Tennessee a couple weeks ago. Other times, when you just need him to do the bare minimum, you need him to do the regular stuff, not always on point. Hey, make this throw like 75% of the time. Can we do this? I'm going to throw it further. So like that's what you have to deal with when you have a really, really talented guy like him. And I think that's tough for offenses that like this one, like the Marcus Satterfield offense and the Matt Rhule offense that, are just a little bit more conservative. That's all. Let me get a quarterback that fits a little bit better. I would doubt the Spencer Rattler to Lincoln train.
Marcus Satterfield, 6-16 as a head coach. Mike Riley, 2.0.
Thank you, Josh. Had to start it some way. It's not Matt Rhule anymore, right?
No.
Mike Riley, 2.0?
No.
Okay, good. Bob is our next caller on the Connor Hamper Show. Hey, Bob. What's going on?
Hey, thanks for taking my call.
Yeah.
So, I guess I'm undecided on the Rhule hire. I do want to see what happens on the field. I guess I'm tired of seeing the lifting videos in the off season and getting hyped, even though I'm guilty of drinking the Kool-Aid myself. But it seems like in the small sample size of half a day in the Nebraska sports media cycle, it seems like I'm getting sold on Rhule. It seems like there's a lot of defense being played. Why is that? Is that just kind of the times we're in, or why does it feel like, I guess the fan base isn't quite sold on Rhule and why we're trying to be sold on?
Yeah, thanks for the call, Bob. Appreciate it. I don't know. People sort of convince themselves, if he fits a certain profile. I mean, for as much as Josh just joked about it, we heard the Mike Riley 2.0 thing a lot. So I think a lot of it is you're just sort of scarred by what's happened in the past. Nebraska's tried a whole bunch of different coaches from a whole lot of different profiles and backgrounds and situations. And, you know, none of the last four, I guess. It's hard to say that Bo Pelini and Frank Solich didn't work, but it ended in their firings, right? So, you know, these guys, quote unquote, didn't work. And then we look at their resumes and their profiles and we compare them to the guys that we've seen before. And then he says, oh, well, this is why this isn't going to work. I think it's more, more that than anything else. And as we said last week at the end of the week, you know, Matt Rhule is, I would not describe Matt Rhule as a quote unquote a home run hire, right? It is not it does not come with a lot of flash, as at least as much as the Scott Frost one did, right? If we're just talking about the hire in particular, that was awesome. It was a huge day for the fan base, and you got the best coach on the market. Now, maybe for Nebraska's situation, they think they got the best coach on the market, but you know, Robbie and I were talking about this earlier. Maybe Luke Fickell is a sexier coach at the moment. Maybe, you know, Urban Meyer is a sexier coach and he hasn't found a spot to land yet. Or somebody else is going to steal somebody from another Power 5 school and you'll say, man, that was just a really, really good hire. But I think maybe you're trying to be convinced or persuaded rather than I'm going all the way in on this is basically amounts to PTSD. Right? Don't you think?
I tweeted it out on Saturday, the Michael Scott gif. I am ready to get hurt again.
This is the beauty of it, man. You know, at the very beginning, you make yourself believe that anything could happen, and there are no limits. There is no ceiling.
The honeymoon period
to what could potentially happen, and that's what the first month of having a new head coach is about. That will kick off today.
I mean, you could talk yourself into it. You could talk yourself out of it. There was success at Temple. There was success at Baylor. It got him a job in the NFL.
There's no guarantees.
But there were bad seasons at Temple. There were bad seasons at Baylor because of other things. And he got fired at Carolina. Like, there, whatever case you want to make, you can make.
No guarantees, baby. No guarantees. All you can do is say, all right, here are the reasons it could work. Here are the reasons it might not work. And at the end, we might not even cover, if it ends up not working with Rhule, we might not even cover the reasons that it won't work. Something could come out of nowhere. You know, we didn't know what we thought we knew about Scott Frost, right? So never let the fear of striking you out, of striking out, Josh, prevent you from playing the game.
Got to take a swing.
And keep playing the game. We are celebrating Cyber Monday. Happy Cyber Monday, Josh. You go buy me a big hat.
Buy you a big hat from Brian Robinson.
Or you could just go to 1620thezone.com because start each hour, starting earlier this morning, you can get up to 60% off on vouchers to some of your favorite places. Deals from Early Bird, Cops, Le Voltaire, Lulabee's, Omaha Children's Museum, Woodcliffe, and Chili Dogs Foods of Fire. We're rolling through them all day long. Get ready to save and spend on Cyber Monday from 1620 The Zone. Visit 1620thezone.com for all the details. Josh, quickly, we got an update on this. Before we are in the 11 o'clock hour, so we are rocking Lulabee's at the moment.
Correct.
All right. We checked that out.
It has not been sold out yet, according to all the data I have.
The latest information that we have received. So that's what's going on right now at 1620thezone.com. Mike Schaefer next.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.